The World This Week, Politics.
Volodymyr Zelensky sacked Oleksiy Reznikov as Ukraine's defense minister. The president said the defense ministry needed a new approach, not least in tackling the corruption that has plagued military contracts. Mr. Reznikov is not implicated in any of the allegations. Rustem Umerov was named as the new minister. As head of the State Property Fund, Mr. Umerov has a record of rooting out graft. He is also a Tatar from Crimea. Meanwhile, Antony Blinken, America's Secretary of State, went to Kyiv to offer more American support to Ukraine. Mr. Zelensky visited frontline areas in the battle against Russia. The deputy defense minister claimed Ukraine had retaken 47 square kilometers of land around Bakhmut since launching its counterattack in early June. At least 17 people were killed in a Russian missile attack on Kostaninivka, a city near the front line. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met Vladimir Putin in Russia's southern city of Sochi to try to forge a new deal that would allow for the safe passage of Ukrainian grain exports across the Black Sea. Turkey was crucial in negotiating the previous agreement. Russia attacked the Ukrainian side of the Danube River again. The ports there are an alternative shipping route for Ukrainian exports amid the Russian blockade. Britain is to designate the Wagner Group of Russian-backed mercenaries a terrorist organization alongside the likes of Islamic State. As well as fighting in Ukraine, Wagner troops have been active in several African countries where they have been accused of war crimes. Carles Puigdemont, the exiled former leader of Catalonia, said that any support from his Catalan Independence Party to keep Spain's socialist government in power would depend on granting an amnesty for separatists who had carried out illegal acts. Spain has been in political limbo since an election in July, which was won by the opposition People's Party, but without a majority in Parliament. The PP will try to form a government this month. If it fails, as is likely, the socialists may be asked to try, or a new election could be called. Mexico's Supreme Court decriminalized abortion across the country. The procedure had been previously legalized in certain states. The ruling makes abortion available in all federal hospitals and ensures that healthcare workers who provide abortions are protected from prosecution. American officials claimed that Kim Jong-un, North Korea's dictator, was preparing to travel to Russia to meet Vladimir Putin. They said the purpose of the meeting was to seal an arms deal that would send North Korean artillery shells and anti-tank missiles to Russian troops fighting in Ukraine. It would be the dictator's first trip abroad in more than 4 years.